Welcome to the Future Podcast featuring Donovan Patton. Welcome to the Future Favorites Podcast with your hosts, Lisa and Donovan.
Yo!
What's poppin', everybody? Today's episode is about bariatric surgery, and my girl Lisa will take over and start off this interview. We have our guest today, Christina.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I am so excited to have you here and to talk about your journey, because it's one that I know that a lot of people are either currently going through, thinking about, or have been through. So definitely excited to hear about your personal journey and give our viewers something to learn about today, because we're all about educating the minds of
the youth,
our youth, of course.
And I know a lot of people have this issue, you know, or they want to have this. They want a different perspective about, you know, how things go by actual person who's actually going through it or aims to go through it, you know, as opposed to, like, you know, hearsay. So we do appreciate you being here. But yeah, so first topic today is
hot topic
is the emasculation of men. I'm a guy, and I'm a straight guy, and I do see it more and more every day. Like, it's I feel like the realm of sexuality is honestly a gray area, but a lot of people, like, choose to make it a black and white thing. And I don't feel like it's that straightforward as people think. I've had quite a few threesomes, as I think I've said on a previous podcast, and, like, I'm cool with, like, certain things. I don't really, you know, like, don't bother me, don't have me press, and, like, you know, I don't get insulted. It's just, like, a lot of things I just don't care about. Like, I see guys who are gay, they kiss, they hug, and they, you know, they do themselves, and it doesn't really bother me. But a lot of people, like, find it, you know, repulsive, disgusting, or whatever. And I just, like, I live and let live. But I'm fine with it. But what's your thoughts on it, Lisa?
I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. I kind of agree with that. I do think that we tend to label things a lot and put people in boxes. And mm-hmm. I don't think that is cool, especially right now where we're in a place where we're trying to get away from those labels, mm-hmm. And just get into a place where we're trying to celebrate individuality and not mm-hmm. Throw so many labels on things and put people into different categories. But I do think that it's kind of interesting when we have men like Young Thug or mm-hmm. All these other guys who are wearing dresses.
Lil Uzi Vert.
That guy. Yeah. Like, what the fuck
the
was
crop
that?
The crop top shirt or something.
Like,
yeah.
Well, in the purse?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I think that I can understand why there are a lot of men that are kind of feel a certain kind of way about it.
Okay.
But I also would like for people to be more open-minded and also respect everyone's right to individuality.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like if it's not hurting you or costing you any kind of money, like, then, like, what is it? And, like to just not be bothered with it. Don't you know, don't stare at them, or don't, like, just don't look. If you see some Instagram you don't like, just mm-hmm. just block them, unfollow them, call it a day. You know, it's a lot of things I don't like or I see in today's society. I just, like, I see it and I make it a note, and I just, like, I have myself removed from that area or that
right.
Or that situation. I don't say, like, it, like, right now it's a really big movement about people being body positive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's, like, and I feel like, honestly, it's like a plus size thing. I don't see skinny people talking about being body positive, because they're already, like, you know, they're slimmer in shape. But, and I get it. Like, you want to love who you are. And a lot of society has told us to not, whether it be our color, our size, our shape, how we are made physically,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be, you know, handicapped or disabled of any kind. And, like, and it's a movement that I can understand. I really can't empathize with, because I don't have those, you know, those issues, thank God. But I empathize with it, and I feel like you should be happy on who you are, because it's a long life if you live it the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
so trying to please others.
Right.
So, you know, I get it, but
I'm going to, sorry, I'm just going to piggyback off of that. One of the reasons why I think that a lot of men, especially black men, are kind of upset about this kind of movement of men wearing purses, tight clothes, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I think they look at that and they're fearful that our next generation of men are going to grow up and think that certain things are okay, like being gay, which there's nothing wrong with being gay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you dress in a certain way makes you gay. Like, you being gay means you like the opposite sex.
Like, but you can do a lot of things that I guess females usually do, or women usually do, or like you take more care of yourself. Like, I wear smaller shirts. I'm a smaller individual, so I wear smaller shirts. It don't really bother me. Like, I wear, like, all my things are fitted, are usually more snug on me, whatever. But like, to be gay means that you have sex with a man. Like, beyond like everything else you do, how you dress, whether like you get a pedicure, a manicure, how you if you get up and like you do a facial every morning, all that stuff does not mean you gay. Like, it just means that you take care of yourself and great pride in how you look and how you come out to the outside world. But yeah, I think a lot of black men hypersexualize people who maybe are homosexual or we as a people just think like gay people have all these like these they fit in certain boxes. Like Lil Uzi Vert, he wore, I forgot the brand of like crop top, but he said it was like really, really expensive, and I'm not here for it, because I feel like you have the option to wear what you want to wear, but I feel like a lot of it now is done for attention,
especially like Young Thug.
Yeah, like Young Thug wore like a skirt, and like it just was like pushing it, and it's like, and whether he is gay or isn't gay, like he makes a mockery of what he's doing, and a lot of people are like, some people who cross dress maybe or whatever, and like they feel insulted, and like he'll go to like a concert or a party and wear a skirt or wear a dress and like.
And then like those comments about easy breezy beautiful thugger girl.
That's pretty
like,
funny.
What the fuck that's is that?
Funny. I didn't hear that shit. That's
what? Yeah, he posted a picture on Instagram and it was like him and he was like making this little face and the caption said easy breezy beautiful thugger girl.
Oh God. I do have to say though, like I gotta stop saying like. I do have to say that Young Thug is definitely, and then like with Baby and shit, and then Lil Wayne,
that
and you don't
thing.
Know, like
yeah.
It's a whole lot. Like I saw a picture of Baby wearing some tight, like a pair of leggings to me, or like tight jeans. They were like wax jeans, or leather jeans that
like
was real tight.
Religion.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was real tight. I'm like, God damn, bro. And it isn't a good look.
No,
it's not a good look at all, and it's the whole like controversy with like Wayne kissing Baby and Lil Thug doing all this other shit, and it's some
you know, I'm all for being who you are. I'm all for individuality.
I really am, because you got to enjoy who you are.
You do, and you know, just go for it. Fuck it, whatever people think. But at the same time, like some shit is just like okay. Like I don't know. I'm so open minded to like everything, but at the same time, I'm still kind of reserved about certain things, because I can't personally say that I would like my man in a crop top or in leggings. Like,
and you see. His
like, were you trying to be a bad bitch? Like,
his nipple through his shirt and shit. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm just.
Yeah, like, come on, we're both have on like little athletic leggings and like.
You guys are matching. You guys are matching. I don't think. I think couples that match is like the wackest shit ever.
That is so
like
wack.
unless you guys outfits like play off each other's, like the little t-shirts. I'm with her. I'm with him. That's like semi. All right.
It's corny, but
it's semi. Yeah, okay. Well, it's kind of cute, but it's pretty whack. But like people who wear the scent, like the memes, the Instagram, like the boy and the girl wearing like matching hoodies and Jordans, like God damn it, like that shit's tacky.
I don't want that ghetto ass relationship.
That's pretty tacky. Mm-hmm. So because for one, it's just tacky. It's like you guys match. Like you guys look like brother and sister instead of couples. You know,
well, how about those? Me and my man are gonna have matching man rompers.
Fuck out with that.
Have you been
shit.
Seeing that shit on Instagram about the man rompers? Like, what is that?
I've already seen them, and they look like pajamas. Honestly,
really,
they look to be like pajamas.
No,
they do look quite comfortable.
They look super like pajamas,
but in the summer, your balls are gonna be sweating like
swang.
Like it's like, oh Jesus, no. The romper, like the leg area is tight. So like there's no there's no air.
Oh really?
Like it looks no like engine? Like the air, like you think you walk into something. Fuck that. Like it looks like a mechanic. It looks like a short sleeve mechanic jumpsuit. Like a fancy one. Like I mean with the prints and shit, and it's not for me. A lot of people feel insulted by it and like this is some bullshit. Like I will say one thing. The women that I spoke to about this male romper thing, if the guy is attractive, it's like, it's not that bad. Maybe he's ugly.
I saw some that looked nice, though. Like, yeah. Guys who, like, pulled some off.
Yeah, who's in shape. You in shape. You got to be in shape. You got to have, like, abs, yeah. Labs, and shit, all that bullshit. Yeah, girls like it. But then the dude who's ugly, but the dude who's ugly is like, fuck. Like, it's so unfair for ugly dudes. Whatever, man. It's like I don't like the male romper. Well, I don't like it or dislike it. I don't really care. I wouldn't wear it personally because it just
looks. I can see your tall ass in a bit.
Too tall.
Okay, so you guys don't know, but he's like 6'5". Like
yeah, I'm like 6'3". I'm like 180, 190. Yeah, so I'm in shape. You know, and I'm bald with a beard. And
I don't want to see you show up here with a male romper.
Strong thigh, dick halfway out and shit. I gotta please don't like.
Oh man,
no, I'm good. No, it just looks like and the bulge is like is evident. If you holding something any kind of way, that romper will never be zipped.
You know who's the first person in the romper though? Nobody noticed. Bruno
Tyson
Mars.
Beckford. Oh,
Bruno Mars had on a romper. Remember? Yeah. I think it was one of, was it the 24 Karat video or the cover for 24 Karat? I promise he had on a romper or he had on a matching two-piece.
Oh, and the cover of 24 Karat, you think?
Yeah, what's that? Hold on, let me look it up real quick.
His album is 24 Karat. I think he had like a silk pajama thing or a silk short thing. 24 Karat, Magic in the Air.
What? I'm just going to look up Bruno Mars romper. Like...
Yeah, hit the game, so player.
I promise. But so I don't know. Like, I'm not completely against it. Like, I get why people are a little hesitant about it. But I don't know. I don't know.
Once they have the man G-string, then we've gone too goddamn far.
They already have that.
No. I mean, but it's mainstream. Like, it's kinky and shit, and it's a fetish or whatever. But that shit's come mainstream.
I'm like, you should already know in your world.
I already know about that shit. I've seen some bullshit in my life.
Some guys don't want boxer lines in their suits, so they have to wear G-string.
I wear briefs.
Wait, okay, no, it was a silky two-piece.
Yeah, right? It's like pajamas. It's like silky two-piece, yeah.
It looked like a romper.
Okay, so I'm just going to count as a romper. Fuck it. Like, I don't care.
It counts, huh?
Yep.
Okay, fuck it. No, Robert, well, I just don't. I don't see what's the big deal. Are you going to wear what you want to wear? I know a male romper is not going to get the same reaction as a woman romper. If that butt is fat and that romper is looking right, baby.
I hate wearing rompers in like one piece though, because when you go to
pee. You got pee? I know. I heard about that.
Fucking think off, so you're literally sitting
butt ass naked.
You know, like the little slits through the bathroom. You're just there like.
Butt ass naked. This pussy just hanging, the butt just hanging, just naked. You gotta keep that bitch off the floor because
I couldn't imagine girls with like saggy boobs, like so that your boobs are just hanging out, like you're using the bathroom, like your tits are just on your thigh, like
not on the thigh.
I mean, or
they saggy, and you can use it like to hold your iPhone, just like bloop.
Oh man, iPhone in the toilet,
iPhone in the titty. No, put the iPhone just like
right up under,
and it just latch on, just like they just latch on the titty,
Oh man, like no. So okay, so you vote on male rompers. Christina, how are you on male rompers?
I think male rompers
unnecessary.
No. Okay, they're unnecessary. The only male that should wear a romper should be a toddler. You know?
Little kid.
I feel that they're okay. So now we have two against one. So let's see how this phenomenon plays out, whether this is something that we will see in the summer or
if I go to the motherfucking Detroit Riverwalk and I see a dude in a romper. I'm like, and I don't know what to say. Like, what the fuck? What kind of shoes do you wear with that shit? Like
the cookout sandals.
I mean, you can't wear high top J's.
That's the old uncle. That's the old uncle who like who has terrible fashion sense, and he wear like the button ups with like the extra long sleeves and shit. It's like a short sleeve is all the way down here to his forearm. But this nigga can barbecue and grill some shit out some ribs. Uh-huh. You know,
socks and
the open toe sandals. The socks ain't gonna match.
Nope.
He gonna have a toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he gonna have a cracked open Bud Light or
that's my daddy.
A draft.
That is my daddy.
Yep. Like, yeah, but you know I got this baby. Y'all niggas go hang out over here and watch like no, that old nigga, he been not. You know what? I feel like a old nigga has worn a romper before.
I feel like old.
I'm thinking about that like at the grill and shit, the barbecue, or it looked like because it's like the same color two piece.
Yeah,
you know.
I feel like they have.
Don't
maybe.
They wear rompers in jail?
Mm-hmm. That don't count. They do, but that doesn't count. It's a jumpsuit. It's a jumpsuit. Mechanics wear them, and prisoners wear them.
And now it's a fashion.
And I think people at AUPS wear them. The short ones.
No, they wear those little ass shorts, those little brown shorts.
Okay, okay.
Ooh. 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 Bring me my package.
Yes, please. And your package.
Okay. Also, Trump recently has been doing a lot of fuck shit. A lot of fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources say...
I voted for him, though.
Yeah, I didn't vote for him. I voted for Hillary, but I didn't want her pantsuit wearing ass either, but fuck it. She looked like she eats... She looks like she does not... She eats some pussy. Hillary looks like she eats some pussy.
I would definitely say she's the dominant one.
Definitely in the
rest of
the... Like, Bill... I think Bill takes... Or, I mean, he's the man, but I think Bill
probably
sure.
gets pegged.
Mm. Okay. If you guys do not know what pegged means,
Google it.
Go on Google. I will not spend no time talking about that shit.
It's P-E-G-G-I-N.
Pegged.
Pegging.
Pegging.
When you look it up, make sure no one's around you.
Please. Kids.
Don't look it
kids,
up at work.
People, oh, on your computer. Listen, don't. The rule to the wise or whatever the fuck.
Put it on private.
Don't. Yes. And don't look at shit while at work. Okay. Do not. Yeah, you do. Any family, any people who respect, if you lose their respect, it's going to affect you and children. So go and have that Google and find out what that means. But Trump supposedly leaked classified information to Russia. Don't know what exactly it was, but it was classified.
I think it was the information to where ISIS camps are. U.S. intelligence on where ISIS camps are.
That's not that bad, but that's still pretty bad.
No, that they kind of puts us in a fucked up situation because if Russia knows our intel and what we know, they can possibly use that against us to help ISIS. It could cause an all-out war. It could really end up fucked up, but...
And Trump is still not yet impeached yet, but a lot of people are saying as the days come, it's more and more possible. I feel like the whole Republican... party in that area, the vice president, him, his wife, Trump, everybody should just get it. Should be a redo, and we should just be without a president for like 6 months.
See, no,
are we throwing Hillary? Maybe?
I feel this way about
off
it.
Default.
Okay, Trump is a fucking idiot. Let me just throw it out there. He's an idiot, and I can't deal. But if Trump is impeached, that means that Mike Pence will become president, and I don't.
They
know
should take
you...
out Pence ass too. I'm pretty sure he knows something. I'm pretty sure he's not just at all oblivious of like this. And I'm sure
I
he knows.
To say it, I would almost rather have Trump's crazy ass than Pence.
Yeah, Pence is a man with a plan. Like he is definitely
and one that's not for us
at all by any means.
No,
by any means. I'm just really. Really worried, and they're trying to push this healthcare bill that makes egg kit conditions that already exist.
Yeah, you can't get it if you have any pre-existing conditions.
Do you know that everybody has a pre-existing condition?
Everything
they put acne, they put like dumb acne.
Yeah,
acne. If you're if you are an adult over the age of 11, you probably have acne.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like puts everybody at a what the fuck?
Yeah,
acne. Fuck out of here.
It's like migraines. My mom was telling me about it because my mom works in the healthcare field. Yeah.
Okay.
So she was telling me about all this crazy shit that they are looking
at. It's so unrealistic.
Conditions.
Like everybody has that.
It's like if you've had asthma, that's a pre-existing
that
condition.
That chops off
just fucked.
You're fucked.
That chopped off at least half the black population with ever fucking asthma.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, don't say hypertension. That's all
everything,
of us.
Girl.
All
every
of us.
Fucking thing. You're screwed. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, I felt a certain way about Obamacare, too, because I do pay for my health care privately.
Okay.
And my rates are just astronomical. I'm paying almost $500 a month just for health coverage.
Damn.
Because, I mean, I could get through my job, but it's better, like, the plan I have. I get to keep my same doctors. I keep to, so it makes it easier for me.
Okay.
But because of Obamacare, the cost, like, last year I think I was paying, like, $350 or something like that.
Okay.
Now I'm paying close to $500, and it's like... how did it jump up this much in a year?
Did anything get better with your insurance?
No,
or the same insurance?
Exact same plan.
Exact same plan.
Nothing changed.
Okay.
But the prices went up. It is so insane. So I agree that Obamacare needed to be changed.
But not to this extent, or not to this.
Not completely amended and turned into whatever Trump is about to make it.
Trump is really just trying to destroy his legacy.
Everything.
And anything he's ever left that was of any good to us, he wants to make sure it never sees it pass another year.
Yeah, that sucks.
That does suck. But I don't think it's going to pass, in my honest opinion.
Did it already pass?
We didn't think he was going to get in. So.
We didn't think shit was happening. And look at what's happening now.
But people are going to be hurting if this happens. That puts me. That puts everybody. I've had acne before. Like you just off. Like the fuck.
Yeah, people like me that have like legit medical conditions. Like I have Lyme's disease that I've been battling.
Might cost you like
years.
$2,000, $3,000 a month. Fuck that. Like people can't afford no insurance like that. They're gonna have to figure out something.
That's why I got good life insurance. Fuck it, kill me off. My parents would be rich.
Oh goodness.
My parents have to pay $900.
So morbid.
$900 a month?
Mm-hmm.
I would be dead.
And that's through my dad's job.
That is insane.
It's really insane. But, Jesus. I mean, it's unfortunate, but some people can't afford it.
Yeah.
Like, luckily he can, but it's still like, that's taking $900 out of your pocket every month.
For sure. For something you much rather
spend. Just in case. Right. Just in case something bad happens to you, you have to spend that much money. Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
It's fucking Trump.
Being an adult is kind of overrated.
I give it up. Really we is. Got catfish. I posted that on my Instagram.
I
want to
be
like,
a kid again.
I just want to be a house cat. Like, fuck it. Like, just a house cat. Like,
house cat.
I don't even want to be a child anymore. Just make me a house cat. Like,
that seems so nice.
Especially my cat.
So terrible. I'm cool with being who I am. I just like wish his insurance wasn't so high, but being an adult definitely is overrated. Like, you can't, like, you know, once you're too old, when like you go to sleep, and you wake up in the same spot. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody gives a fuck about you anymore. It's like, damn, when you a kid, you go to sleep, you somehow you end up in your own bed. Like, yeah, I still got it. You go to sleep
on the living room floor.
Your ass stay on the living room floor. Like, damn, I don't got it no more. Sundress season. You can start because I'm going to finish.
Don't wear sundresses if you're shaped like Gumby.
Oh,
like
okay.
me. Oh, I can't wear sundresses. So I'm out of this season. No, wintertime. Wintertime is my shit to slay.
Yeah.
Hey. Summertime.
If you have really good fashion sense, I feel like the wintertime and fall time is when it's popping because like it's easier to layer up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to layer up in the summer. Like you wear shorts, t-shirt. You really can't be that fresh. Or wear all white like everybody else. Like,
I'm Nike flip flops and biker white. Shorts all summer. It's too fucking hot to be cute.
Shorts.
Humid.
Mm-hmm.
Very humid. Well, sundress season for me. And we talk about this on a different podcast, but I'm always going to talk about sundress season. It's supposed to start. It's supposed to already have been started, but this fuck weather in Detroit is like throwing shit off, okay? I'm not seeing enough loose ass yet, and I'm very upset about that. I'm not seeing enough loose butt. Girls, if you buy a sundress, you need to buy a new pair of flip-flops and a new pair of panties because... Or no, not panties, because thongs.
You want to see loose booty.
But sometimes it's like they don't smell as fresh.
Booty.
They ain't fresh. They ain't, you know, thong, G-string, or no panties at all. It don't really matter where you buy this sundress, something. Just make sure your toes are done. Preferably white. I like white polish, or red, or like a light color, like mint. Lavender, whatever. Certain colors, you know, mint.
Mint is a nice color.
Or lavender. And make sure the nails don't have to match. They can be a different color.
No, nails have to match.
I don't really care.
They should match.
Nails
should match.
It makes a difference.
If that pussy is the same, I don't care, but okay, whatever.
Oh, don't forget the summer breeze.
Oh,
feminine wash. Deodorant spray. And wash.
Okay.
It does not substitute for showering.
It does not substitute for showering.
Please.
But deodorize those vaginas.
Those cats. And if it's fuzzy, you shave or no shave? And it's
definitely
summer.
Shave. Okay, because if you're wearing a sundress and it's tight, you'll be able to see that bush imprint.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You can't
I've
see the bush.
I've never paid attention to
you
that.
You can see the bush imprint through. Even if they have
so
on
nasty.
Panties, you can still see it. Like, it's disgusting.
Ugh.
Shave that. Not even shave.
Wax
that shit.
Wax the cat.
Get the whole Brazilian, because you don't want to have your lawn taken care of in the front and then fuzzy in the back. Dudes still don't like that either. Mm. No one wants to be
hairy booty hole. Oh my God.
It's there. So situate the entire situation, okay? Yeah.
But I feel like other women can wear sundresses. It's just, like, it shouldn't be like you have to be a built a certain way thing, but just be aware of what's going on. I feel like, obviously, I'm trying to give love to everybody. I know what kind of girl I want to see in a sundress.
But I'm a realist. Everybody cannot pull off the summer, sundress.
Yeah.
And if your titties is sagging.
Titties sagging.
Please wear one that's appropriate with nice straps that you can wear a bra with, because nobody wants to
pull up.
Some duct tape. Get titties. Some duct tape. Whatever you need to do to
make it. Nobody want to see them hitting them knees while you walk.
Right.
Yeah. Or that stomach. Like, your stomach got the little, you know, it's looking kind of rough. I want a fat ass and sundress. I don't care, okay? Fat butt, sundress.
Like,
damn it.
You want to see a bike look like whatever. Just have a fat ass in the sundress.
I don't say... A lot of dudes will be like, you fucking man. But no, you got to be proportionate. But the ass is, to me, the most important part of the sundress.
You know what I used to hate seeing in sundresses, but now I'm okay with it because I've gotten older and it's happened to me. What? Back fat. I used to be like,
I forgot about that, but I don't care about that.
Back fat. I don't give a fuck about back fat no more. Like, look, I will smuggle drugs across the border to Mexico in these back rolls, but you are going to see them. And fuck you.
The hygiene, the proper hygiene for the summer. I'm going to start for guys. Dudes, a lot of times, rushing out of the house, you forget to put on deodorant. It happens to everybody. Make sure you have a stick in the whip or in the trunk, because it gets hot and it might melt, so make sure it's in the coolest area of your car. Or bring you, like, or have you, like, a book bag. You just, like, carry some random shit in your book bag, toupee. It's like it's a male overnight bag. Hey, fellas, y'all know, got the condoms. You might have
the whole bag, the hoop bag, slash gym bag.
it triples, okay? So you get your condoms. You might have a lube in there. And then you have your rag, towel, deodorant, maybe some cologne, some socks and drawers, and some shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You got your whole outfit in your bag. So whenever you need to hit a bitch up and pull up, she know what's good. Because the uniform of the summer is shorts, ball shorts, and flip-flops, and a shirt, and you fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not coming out here with no whole outfit. I'm doing black, but that's whatever. But yes, that's the whole outfit. That's the outfit. Like, you don't know what I'm going to do. I can go out to eat. I can go out and get some pussy. I can go hoop, hit the gym. You never going to know. It's a multi-faceted uniform, okay? You don't know what's going on.
The male thought uniform.
Yes, it's going to be.
Yes,
but yeah, deodorant, like, guys always. Oh, and a toothbrush and toothpaste. In the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, dudes rush out. Dudes, you know, drink. Dudes smoke a blunt. Smoke a square. Your breath ain't that fresh. You guys, as men, we need to do a lot better with our hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Just dudes who stink and don't want to admit it or act like, you know, I don't know what's going on and shit. You can't be doing that to yourself.
And we don't like salty balls either. We do not like salty balls.
Yeah, well, and there you go.
Ew, why would they be salty?
Because they've been running around all day, thotting all day. They want to come to your house at night and... Then they have salty balls, and I'm like,
so nasty.
Like, my blood pressure just went up. I can't do this. This is too much.
Salty ball. So what's the update on your dates, by the way?
So what am I on? Date number 9?
She goes on. She's doing dates. Was it every day or every?
I tried every day. Shit's not working. Like, it's not feasible for real life.
Okay, to not be rude, but, like, what was the point of that? Just to see if you could do it, or...
My colleagues, Christina's one of my friends too, but she's encouraging it as well. But my colleagues are like, hey, you're terrible at choosing men for yourself, so we're going to set you up on this challenge and get this done. We need you to find a guy. Like, tired of you being single. Like, you're deserving of a nice guy. Aww. So go for it. So I've been going on these dates with these guys, and it has been interesting. It is very taxing. I don't think people realize, like, how much energy, time,
makeup, heels, tired of wearing makeup.
Like, my next date, I'm showing up plain face, like Dementor face. I don't give a fuck.
You love me, motherfucker. Like, yeah, I feel you.
Like, this is, like, this okay, is, this you gotta see this get. Eventually. Like, if you wanna fuck me, you're gonna see this anyway, because... this is what you're going to be waking up to. Yeah. But yeah, so it's been very taxing. Like the last date that I went on, like I was so tired at that point that I was like, you know what, this just isn't working out. It was nice to meet you, know her feelings, like I'm done. And like we were through. Like that's when I knew that I needed to take a break. So I have two more dates set up for this week.
Okay.
One guy is a Canadian architect.
Cool.
And he's awesome. Can't remember. I think the other guy is like a robot engineer or something.
Cool.
So looking forward to those two, but I'm slowing it down to maybe.
How about you date like an artist or a musician, man? I mean, obviously somebody who's like successful, but like, I feel like everybody you dated, it was like as a white collar job. You may find some guy in a different sector of life, maybe a farmer or some shit, you know?
No.
A farmer.
No. Oh, fuck no. Do I look like
so
I would
can wear
be
that
out?
Onesie again?
Overalls and shit?
No. For me, I think stability is extremely important. Not to say those aren't stable, but those
are not
professions
as stable.
Don't
stable.
Provide the kind of stability I may be looking for.
I understand.
But, you know, who knows? My future husband or one of my future husbands, because I'm probably going to end up with more ex-husbands than Elizabeth Taylor. But one of my future husbands may be a farmer. Who knows? I'm completely open-minded to this entire process.
Or a hipster, you know.
Maybe a hipster. We'll see. I don't know. I've been on the scene a lot lately, so it may happen. But, yeah, I'm excited about this week. But outside of that, I am tired of fucking dating.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Before we go into our actual part of our show, I just want to give a huge shout-out to Ryan Moss. That's my coworker. He got in a bad accident on Friday afternoon, I believe. And, you know, he's in the hospital. He messes himself up pretty bad. I hope he gets well. And I'm sure he's going to hear this because he hears the podcast a lot. And, bro, I really appreciate it. And I hope you get well soon. And I make sure I make some time soon to come see you.
Prayers up.
For sure. Blessings. Well, anyway. That's you, Christina.
So, topic of today, bariatric surgery, and we want to learn everything that we can about it because we always like to provide you guys with insight into different things that's happening and create a knowledgeable environment for everyone. So, today's topic, bariatric surgery. So, Christina, I've been knowing you for many, many, many years. So,
yes.
I've been here through the entire process from
thick
beginning
and thin,
to
literally.
And literally, both sides, right. Me and you. I've been here through this journey. So, I've kind of seen it and saw the process of, you know, the happy, the sad, the even more happy, now the popping. Like, we getting there. Summer 18 is ours.
Okay, 18.
Yeah,
cool. 18 is ours.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
I got to get a few things taken care of before. But,
exactly. I got to get my bread up. Other than that, I'm Gucci. I got a pack.
Do too,
I got a six
we
pack.
We got to pay for these damn surgeries.
You goddamn. Yeah, I do. You know, shit.
So, can you explain to all of our viewers about what bariatric surgery is?
Yeah.
Just kind of give us a little bit insight into that.
Well, bariatric surgery is weight loss surgery, it helps people lose. It helps people lose weight when they have a high BMI. And there are three different types of bariatric surgery. There is Roux-en-Y, and that's like what people call like gastric bypass, and that bypasses your intestines. And then there's the sleeve surgery, which is what I have, and that takes away 85% of your stomach. And then there is...
Damn.
Yes, 85%.
Shit.
So,
you ain't never going to see a buffet again.
Never. Never, ever, ever. And then there's lap band.
Okay.
So in lap band, it's a plastic device that goes over your stomach and it makes it harder. It makes the pouch smaller on top. So it's kind of like just limits your food intake.
Okay.
So with those three different types of surgeries, there are different rates of the weight loss with... lap band being the lowest and gastric bypass being the highest
and that also reflects in the prices as well?
No, it doesn't reflect in the prices that I know of.
Some people
go out of the country because they have to pay out of pocket based on their insurance, but with my insurance I only had $1,000 copay.
Kind of insurance you got? Goddamn! I need
HAP.
Okay. I got HAP too, but I'm about to be grown. I need to get some insurance now, but I think I might. Damn, $1,000?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was happy about it. Yeah.
How much is it out of pocket?
Out of pocket, when I looked on my my bill, I think it was like $27,000.
Shit.
So insurance definitely was helpful in that.
Sure. Fuck that.
And
we don't need no new insurance. He can keep that shit. Because yes. That, like that, imagine once, if Trump, if that insurance passes, how hot it's going to be to get a gastric bypass?
Everyone's going to go to Mexico get and get it done.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because I think it's like $3,500 in Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah,
what?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. What?
$3,500 in Mexico?
Yep.
How much is a Brazilian butt lift in Mexico?
Shit, I don't know, because I would never
like
get
$700.
I'm going to say, it can't be.
A bottle of tequila and 3 pesos?
It can't be more than, damn, that's $3,500? That was lit. But, I mean, well, shit, well, you still won. But yeah, so at your biggest, if you don't mind, what did you weigh?
Over 400 pounds.
Okay,
so, that's cool. That's not, I'm fine with it now because okay. I'm happy.
Yeah,
now.
I wanted to ask because, you know, I didn't want to be like, nigga,
no,
you
I mean, that was, the purpose of it is to let people know. If someone asks me, yes, I'll tell them. Yeah. But
you came a long way.
Yeah.
You know, you came a long way.
Yes, over 100 pounds now. So, yay. And I got it done in September.
Woo! Okay.
So, and it's also a good surgery to help with if you have any, any other issues like diabetes. Or if you have sleep apnea, and then
is sleep apnea directly related to a person's size?
It can
maybe,
be
because I have it. Yeah,
okay. Right.
You're not fat, but
according to my doctor, I should lose 60 pounds.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing with people.
They're assholes.
I don't know. Well, they are assholes, but no. Or with doctors, actually, like BMIs. I really feel like BMIs aren't made for a person of color.
Me either.
Like, I mean, whether you're black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, they're made for white people. Because my ex-girlfriend is 4'11", 180 pounds. And she got a little stomach, but she got a big ass. So, I mean, she was like, what the fuck? And, like, by her measurement, she's obese.
Morbidly obese.
Like, what the fuck? Like, she can walk, run, do everything just fine. I feel like she got big thighs and a big ass, but she has, like, she's not, you know, she got a little stomach, but she's nowhere near, like, obese, like, what we would consider as obese.
Yeah, because I'm 5'4", 200 pounds now. But, yeah, I was considered morbidly obese, even though my thighs are like all muscle. My arms are mostly muscle. I just have fat in my midsection.
I feel like they should redo the BMI and make it more realistic.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's like so unfair. Because you feel like a fucking loser or a fat ass, and you're not like by, I guess, quote unquote American health standards, you are. But to people of color, Hispanics, whatever, Asian people kind of small, but for sure Hispanics, Latin people, Spanish people, and Black people are definitely like we are just bigger people. Like, whether it be weight, size, breasts, ass, penises, we're just the bigger people.
Oh, you
know?
Lord.
You know, I'm just saying, man, you know, shit, you know, okay, I feel like it's wrong, and it's unfair to a lot of people, because you feel like you went and you got a BMI check, you know, recently, and you still feel like you haven't did shit when you really have, but because of that, body mass index is like, the window is so small, you feel like you haven't did shit, and it's so unfair.
It is.
So next question, I know that it's pretty challenging to make that decision in life because it's a pretty big decision to make.
It is.
It's a pretty big surgery to make, especially when people get gastric bypass. I've heard a lot of stories and I've known people personally that have had it and it has gone bad. Mm-hmm. So with all of the risks in your head and you know what's going on, how did you make that decision or what pushed you in the direction to make the decision to finally have this surgery?
The decision came when it hurt to get off the floor.
Damn.
And from there, I said, I can't do this anymore where it's causing me pain to live.
Mm-hmm.
And to have an issue like that where you feel like you don't want to go out with your friends or even it's like a struggle to get through the day as far as like being tired or anything like that. That is where my decision came from. I've known people who've had the surgery and they had success with it. And I also feel like their successes were, from my perspective now, it was their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I needed to go on that journey so I can be healthier. And I had other medical issues as well that the surgery reversed it for me.
Awesome.
So So, but the decision was really about the pain and being able to live a more full life.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've been on her for many years.
Okay.
So I was there around the times where she didn't want to come out the house, and I would damn near have to like drag her out by her ankles.
Yeah.
To be like, come out, and to see you now, like being out, enjoying life, dating. Like it makes me so happy as your friend to see you now enjoying life. So I am all for this. Yay!
Yeah,
I am so excited for this. I'm so excited for you to have all the sex in the world that you can have.
Oh, Jesus.
That didn't stop a show now.
This is very true. but I am excited for that. Now, how did your friends and your family feel about you making the choice to have this surgery performed?
Well, as far as my family, I had some issues with my father being okay with me having the surgery. He felt like I could lose the weight on my own. However, like, I had tried losing it on my own. I spent thousands of dollars on personal trainers, changing my diet. And he's like, well, you can lose 100 pounds on your own. If that was the case, I would have did it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel like that. Well, I don't have this fight that you have. I don't have, and I don't like to lowball it or like or make it seem like what it isn't. But a lot of times I felt like people who got bariatric surgery, it's like girls who hit the gym, like as opposed to hitting the gym, you go get a butt job or surgery. A lot of people feel like when you get bariatric surgery, you're like, you're having yourself,
you're kind of cheating the system,
system a little bit. But when I think about it now and I see it, I feel like it's like a jump start to like hitting the gym.
It's a tool.
I
had to hit the gym before I got the surgery.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do feel like it's like cheating the system. Oh, they can just like eat less and go to the gym more.
Yeah.
But like with myself, some of like I have a medical condition.
Yeah.
And it's PCOS or polycystic ovary syndrome. Okay. And that kind of slows down. Like I can go to the gym 5 times a
bust
day.
Ass.
Yeah, and I would only lose 20 pounds or something.
Okay.
And that would be over like a 3 month period.
Fuck
and I'm
that.
And I'm busting my ass.
Humping.
Wheatgrass
shots and shit. Yeah.
Right.
It,
and it's just like, you know, and I spent so much money on personal trainers, and even my trainer was like, I don't understand why you're not losing the weight or what have you. So I had to take a different route.
Okay. Well, and you took it.
Yeah, yep. I did.
So proud of you.
Took life by the horns.
Good job. Another thing that I want to kind of touch bases on is I think that a lot of people confuse plastic surgery procedures such as like Brazilian butt lifts, liposuction as a weight loss surgery, and it is not.
It is definitely not.
So I kind of want you to shed light on the difference between a bariatric procedure and cosmetic procedures such as tummy tucks, Brazilian butt lifts, liposuction, things like that.
Like, liposuction is not weight loss surgery.
It's not.
It helps with trouble areas. It does not replace changing your lifestyle. I went to a trainer after my surgery, and I asked her, have you ever worked with anyone who's had weight loss surgery? And she said to me, oh, yeah, I've worked with people who've got lipo. I'm like, and people are paying to go see her, and she's like not informed, and I don't even think she had formal training, but that's neither here nor there. But as far as like weight loss, a Brazilian butt lift is not necessarily going to be weight loss, because it's like taking fat from one part of your body and putting it in another. That's a fat transfer. And liposuction again, or even a tummy tuck, that's just gonna contour your body.
Yeah.
So, and then as far as like weight loss surgery, it's definitely harder than most people think. On the outside looking in, it's much harder. And the process to get it done, that's taxing. It took over 6 months to even get approved for my date.
Yeah, and I can remember you having to go through seeing a therapist and having to kind of go to a lifestyle coach and having to have these weight goals that you had to reach before you would even qualify to get the surgery. So it's not necessarily that you just go, doctor says, okay, you can have the surgery and it's just easy peasy, you're done. You just have the surgery and your life has changed. So there are all these obstacles that you do still have to go through before any real doctor will even approve you for the surgery.
Exactly. Some people's programs are easier than others. Mine was a bit more intense. I went to a center of excellence. Other people choose to go to different doctors because they don't want to take that route. But I feel like the program that I went through for the bariatric surgery was good. They make you go to classes. You have to continuously be weighed in, have to measure everything. I mean, and it's actually more expensive to eat now than before.
Yeah, I imagine. It's not cost effective to eat healthy. It's pretty expensive.
It really is.
I went to Whole Foods.
That's a trap house.
One time. And it was like a small jar of organic, raw, fair traded, fuck that, honey for like
$28. Oh my God.
If I don't eat that honey and it doesn't make my dick instantly hard, there's no point in buying that damn $28.
No.
This jar was like an ounce or 2 ounces of honey.
Yeah, it's expensive.
What is that? Like, I understand the importance of eating healthy. I understand the importance of, like, trying to eat guilt-free as far as, like, animals and try to make things as humane as possible. I really understand that. But $28 for an ounce of honey?
No.
That honey better do some strange to me or for me for $28 damn.
Like, yeah, I got, like, 3 things and I spent over $100. Like, I think I got
fuck?
Some. I got,
I hope you came out with a whole cow.
Girl, no.
You need to go to the whole cow. You need to go to the Eastern Market.
Okay, let me not lie. I didn't pay for it. I made my mom pay for it because I'm like homegirl. Like, I'm not spending this money on this. I got some coconut oil.
Yeah, it cost you.
It was expensive as fuck.
Cold press.
Costco. Man. Costco for a nice jar is like $18. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's far more expensive than that at Whole Foods. I got some fiber. Because my doctor told me she wanted me to put more fiber into my diet.
Okay.
And I can't remember. I got one more thing. And it ended up being over $100. I'm like, what?
Some meat, some fish or something?
No. So. It was like another supplement of some
sort.
You
can't buy no meat at fucking
Whole Foods. I can't remember what it was. It was like another supplement. And I'm
supplements are so expensive.
I tell my
me.
Mom, like, yeah, I'm not swinging this one.
Go to GNC, the organic food patch. Fuck
it's
that
no
shit.
Way around it. Like, to live healthy is expensive. It's crazy.
It's not, and so it makes sure only people who can afford certain things are eating healthy. Because it's not easy at all. And it's like, do you eat healthy and have a small amount of food, but it's quality? Or do you eat poorly with a lot of food, you know?
Well, I have to eat I have to get, if I'm going to eat something, I want it to be quality now. Because
of course.
It's more quality over quantity.
Because
quantity.
The thing is, if you like, you're going to pay for it either now or later.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat poorly now, you will pay for it in the future. If you eat healthy now, then you will pay less later.
This is true.
So it's going to happen either way.
I have another question for you.
What is
my
it?
Dear friend? Okay, so with the surgery and with you losing all the weight that you have so far and with you still having a lot more weight to go, it's falling off. You guys don't understand. Like I said, I've known her for years. So to see her, and I was there with her through the whole procedure at the hospital every day, going through it, because I'm a great friend. But to see her like start to disappear, it is insane. I'm like, who is this girl? Like, what the hell? So I know that with rapid weight loss and when it happens and you lose a lot, you may have leftover skin and different situations like that. So what procedures are you looking to have in the future to have those areas rectified a bit?
I am going to get a tummy tuck, of course. I don't know if I'm going to have to get the full one that goes all the way around your waist and then to the front. I'm probably going to get a thigh lift and an arm lift.
You're trying
A brachioplasty.
Are you going to have that Kylie Jenner thigh gap?
Nah. No, I'm going to have a me thigh gap. I'm going to have a thigh gap that's for me.
You know, I'm not going to be able to handle you like once you
I'm
have all
either.
These surgeries. Like,
I'm not either.
I'm not going to know what to do because, like I always joke, in our next segment is on plastic surgery where I'm going to have a few girls – I'm going to have a few girls come on that have had cosmetic procedures done. So not any weight loss surgery, but girls that have gotten Brazilian butt lifts, liposuction. I'm going to try to have my friend on that has had breast implants as well, mm-hmm. so that we can kind of discuss their experiences with that also. But with the plastic surgery you're planning to have, and I too, I'm planning to have a Brazilian butt lift. So I'm scheduling for March of 2018.
How long are the wait lists for plastic surgeons? Is this like super long?
It can be a year depending on who the surgeon is.
Yeah, I know Dr. Miami, I think his wait list is out like 2 years or something crazy. Damn. But honestly, you can go to any doctor. It's a lot of doctors that are as good or better than Dr. Miami. He's just the popular doctor right now. But the doctor that I will be going to is Dr. Orlando. I think his last name is pronounced Lorente. Mm-hmm. Down in Miami.
Is he in Miami?
Miami, yeah.
So would you guys go to another country to get surgery?
No, nope.
I wouldn't.
Nope.
Even in Mexico? No Mexico?
If something go wrong, I want to be able to sue the doctor. I'm sorry.
Exactly. In Mexico, no. Yeah. I would rather go to Colombia or the Dominican Republic over Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think that it's as far as distance, it's a whole lot closer to America, so I feel like maybe it would be safer in my head. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like a... I don't know. I'm just...
People don't even drink water in Mexico.
You can't drink water in Mexico.
What?
People you can't drink water in Mexico.
If I can't drink the water there, I don't want to have a surgery there.
So what the fuck are you drinking? Just like tequila?
They make you bring your own bottled water when you have surgery. Actually, when you have surgeries, to my understanding, don't quote me. So my surgery dials, do not come after me when I say this because, again, don't quote me. I believe that when you have surgeries outside of the U.S., one of the requirements is that you have bottled water either at your hotel or at your recovery house, that you will not drink any water from the faucets and you won't bathe with any water. Well, after you have the surgery, you can't bathe for a few days anyway. You have to use sanitary wipes, but you are not to bathe with the water because it could cause infections in your incision. So,
wow,
that's my understanding.
So you can drink the water in the DR in Colombia?
No.
So you just can't drink the water anywhere?
No.
I barely drink it in Canada.
You can't drink it in Canada either? Get the fuck out of here.
I only try some water in Detroit.
Detroit has some fucked up water, too. I mean, yeah. We have pretty decent filtration systems. We actually have some of the best filtration systems in the world. Let me not say that. But, yeah.
Flint doesn't.
But it's always important to be like very... Yeah.
I heard that
a black engineering firm
won the contract to finally fix Flint's pipes. I don't know when that's going to happen. Probably won't be anytime soon. But at least they've got some kind of... a groundwork on it. This shit's been going for like 3 years now, I think, almost. Like, who the fuck? How the fuck are they surviving? Like, all fucking deaf-ass water. Like, you think you can't drink water in Mexico? You damn sure can't drink water in fucking Flint.
And they're still expecting people to pay their water bills.
Get
which
the
is
fuck
like,
out
no.
of here. Suck
yeah,
my
people,
dick.
No. Yeah,
suck,
people are getting and, notices. Yeah. Like,
suck my... What fucking water bill?
Where am I getting... I'm not drinking the water. I'm not using the water. Why
I'm not
I
having
pay
to bathe
for?
In it. Fucking
so if I drink it, I'm going to die.
If I don't,
but you still want me to pay for this
turn
shit.
Turn that shit off. Like, yo, turn the water the fuck off. I would have...
Right.
That's like asking Holocaust victims to pay for the gas that was used to like, kill their family.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't at all.
They're stupid.
A few things in the news today that you guys did know that I found was funny. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and Hank Aaron had a skit on SNL about the 2020 election. About a lot of people, ever since Trump became president, a lot of people have like tossed around the idea of becoming president. A few people have been obviously Yeezy, Kanye West, which I would vote for. He's a terrible president, but I'm a big fan of Kanye West. So
if you
I'll
vote
I'll
for
vote
him, I'll stab you.
Well, stab me then. Fuck it.
No more future favors us.
Oh, fuck. But shit.
Vote for Kanye, too.
Really?
I love Kanye.
High five. Yeah.
I'm telling
fucking,
you.
Yeah, yeah. His best album to me, in my opinion, was Graduation. His second best is either 808s and Heartbreak or his first album, The College Dropout.
College Dropout was my shit.
College Dropout.
But... So that's funny. A lot of people have had the idea tossed around. Like I said, Dwayne Johnson, Oprah has had the idea tossed around.
Shout out to Auntie.
There's Yeezy. Who else? I think it was like two few people, but those are three people I keep hearing about that keep having the ideas. Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But people don't know, you aren't born in America, you can't be president. So Arnold Schwarzenegger is not ever going to be president. You have to be born in America. Barack was born in Hawaii, I think, so he counts.
Okay.
A lot of people try to have him discredited.
Hawaii's fucking America. You just had to live in the U.S. for 35 years.
Some people still think you need a passport to go to Hawaii, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
They're retired.
They're idiots. What else? A man in Alabama dies close to the summit of Mount Everest, and an Indian climber went missing after he climbed it successfully. So, wish those men the best. Well, the man from Alabama passed. The one is Indian. Came down off the ascent. I hope he's found. Quite sad. Also, he is the Houston Democrat. I think he's a congressman. Al Green. He isn't a singer. It's Al Green. He was throwing slurs at after calling for Trump's impeachment. He was saying it was a big thing online on Facebook that Al Green, the Democratic congressman from Houston, is calling, or maybe from Texas maybe or whatever, was calling for the immediate impeachment of Trump, and a lot of people weren't here for it. A lot of people weren't happy about it. Sadly, I feel like this is necessary. If Barack did any of the fuck shit that Trump did,
they would have hung his ass right on the White House lawn
on the way the fuck out. Obama and Michelle are just hanging out casually on the beach now. He isn't wearing any more ties and shit. His hair is starting to turn back black and shit. It's a whole new.
He's gonna get a romper.
Is it? Fuck that. No,
he is
fuck
easy,
that.
Breezy, beautiful.
You guys,
I know.
Obama girl.
You know, fuck that. Obama girl. Fuck that. No, Michelle getting a fucking romper.
You know, there's a lot of white men that have told me that they would vote for. You know, I Trump? Don't know if this was like you seen the movie Get Out when the guy was like, yes, I would have voted for Obama in the third term.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if it's that type of situation is happening where they're like, oh, you're black, so let me say something that shows that I'm supportive of black people.
Oh God. But no, I hate that worst people. That's like that's as bad as people saying like, hey, like I have a black friend, so get the fuck out of here. Your black friend is whiter than you.
Me, like, I am that black friend.
Yeah, I can't. Yes. No, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, fuck out of here. Like, you don't eat fried chicken. You don't like soul food. Oh, what was that thing on Instagram? Your Instagram was like, what things you don't do if you're black or something?
Yeah. What do you do? What do you not eat?
Not eat?
As a black person that would get your black card revoked. Mine's been revoked after I said that I enjoy cheesy mac and Kraft mac and cheese over traditional
slap the hell out of your ass.
I'm sorry, I like it. My mom hates me. Yeah, my mom is pretty upset about the shit.
That's disgusting. I don't eat any, like,
I miss macaroni.
Any unnecessary, I don't eat pork, but any unnecessary pork products, I'm definitely not eating. Like, I'm not eating ham hocks. I'm not eating fucking pig feet.
No.
I ain't eating that bullshit.
I'm not eating hot and ready.
I don't eat soul food.
Oh, no, I don't fuck with hot and ready.
Hot and ready's are good every so often, but I don't eat that. I don't eat that piece of trash,
I just
too.
Learned how to make greens.
Ooh, I don't eat that shit either.
I don't eat them either, though.
I don't like candy yams.
Fuck that.
Or
it's nothing but sugar and potato.
Fuck both of you.
Or sweet potato pie. I don't eat that shit.
No. Candy yams.
I don't eat macaroni and cheese. And candy yams, the fucking pie. I don't eat. What else don't I eat? That's hot sauce.
I don't eat hot
ranch.
I don't mess with
ranch. I am the one that's the coconut, the black white girl, but I, first of all, hot sauce goes on like everything.
No, it does not.
Who the fuck doesn't eat ranch? I don't fry chicken. Okay.
I never did.
I mean, I fry chicken like a white woman, so.
You never eaten fried chicken?
I don't fry it. I don't like the smell of it. Like, to cook it, no, I don't really care for it.
Fried chicken, the yard bird ain't did nothing to me.
I don't know how to fry chicken. I fry chicken worse than a white woman.
Oh, no. When you fry chicken and it was like, what? Wasn't it like undone or something when you tried to fry it one time?
The worst food disaster was when one of my exes, I cook, and I cook a lot. I enjoy to cook, and I enjoy eating out. I made some egg rolls. I was being a dumbass. I researched it, and I'm really good at research, and somehow, and this is the stupidest shit I've ever done in my life, and I have, like, top five, one of the dumbest things I've ever done. I got some spring rolls. I fried this spring rolls And they just, yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know at the time. This is like years ago before everything became a fucking egg roll. I'm like, everything's now egg roll. They got corned beef egg rolls, egg rolls for dessert. No, fuck that. It was like 2012, 11. This is before the craze of egg rolls.
Okay.
I got some spring rolls, and I thought you fried them, and they became egg rolls.
Nah.
But they're really egg roll wraps that you buy. Yeah, I didn't. I just.
If you bake them, they're great.
What?
Egg roll.
Oh, no, fuck that. I'm frying my egg rolls.
No.
I'm frying my egg rolls. I can't gain no weight right now, so I'm Gucci. But I don't. I mean, I'm saying, I'm like, to be funny, but I just don't. Like, I need certain stuff. Fried is like okay, but I mean, baked is okay, but that fried, like, I like fries taste good in the oven baked. Like, you can like fry them or bake them. They're pretty good. You know, onion rings. I gotta say fried.
They have air fryers that are really good.
Are those healthier for you?
It drains the grease out of the chicken.
Okay.
And you can just like season it, put it in the air fryer, and then it's like crispy, so it gives you like that fried effect, if you will.
Effect, but is it fried?
No.
It's like a baked.
Yes, it is air
baked. But it crunches though.
Yes, it crunches.
Okay. Well, that's lit. What else? What other things I don't eat that are black intended? Oh, I do not like chocolate stuff. Not a black thing?
No.
Like chocolate cake, chocolate Hershey's Kisses.
I don't eat hot chips.
I don't eat hot chips neither.
Man, look, okay. I can't deal with this right now.
I eat Dorito nacho cheese.
And I don't drink Kool-Aid.
Oh, no, I like Kool-Aid. I don't drink.
I haven't had Kool-Aid in years, though.
What else don't I drink? What's the black thing that people really like?
40 ounces.
Fuck.
Shout out. Okay, no. With that having been said, I want to shout out one of my Instagram followers, Trinidad Ant.
Okay.
I don't know if you follow him. He's fucking awesome. He calls himself the 40 God. Always drinking 40s, but he's fucking awesome. Like, he's wonderful. So shout out to you, Ant, and you and your 40 movement. It is amazing.
40s. What else? I don't drink alcohol, so I don't know about that.
Okay. I think this is the end of the future
okay,
favors us.
Never mind.
If he does not, you don't know, because who doesn't drink alcohol? Like, we can't be friends anymore. I don't know if we can.
I have
be
enough
like
vices.
Anymore.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't drink. I don't smoke. But I be getting in them guts, and that's what I do. I get in them guts. God damn it! If all my exes was in a room together. They all would say, and it's like if they all could say one thing about you together, I throw good dick. That's one thing I know. Like, I be throwing it. I'm like John Elway. I'm like Joe Montana. Like, I can never be a porn star. Because for one, like, I got a big outside in the real world dick. I don't have like a porn star big dick. Like, porn star dick, you think you the man, and you go see a porno, you like, God damn. It's like, you feel like you ain't shit, but all these dudes do is just fuck. These guys probably can't even add up change and shit or do a simple math equation. Like, fuck out of here. So I can kind of change, and I can have you fuck real good. You don't have to pick, you know? I can tip. They probably can't even figure out a decent tip and shit.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck out of here. So anyway, as I was saying, like, if all my exes was in a room together, they all can agree that I'm a great lover in that aspect. I might not be the most honest or the nicest, but in that aspect, I was golden. But anyway, yo, this is the end of the Future Favorites Us podcast. Go and follow us on your Instagram. It's
I.love.coke.and.dick. I love coke and dick on Instagram.
Follow me at House of Aperius, House HOUSEOFAPERIOS.
And I want to thank Christina for coming through the show. Yeah. We appreciate you.
If you guys want to see her on her journey, your Instagram, or you good?
I don't do social media.
Damn. That's real. Okay, well, her ass is no IG.
No IG,
Facebook.
Chrissy.
Maybe one day. I-